Hello, Ethan. What's wrong with you? Why are you shaking so much? You seem to be shaking an awful lot.
You gotta turn back. I can't talk about it. Don't give me PTSD flashbacks.
Turn back from what? What PTSD?
We're on a boat.
No,
The
you're
wrong
not.
words, Dunkirk.
You're not on a boat. You're sitting in a fucking desk
They're
chair.
bombing. I can hear them again. Here they come.
What are you talking about? Are you mistaking your life for the fictitious events of the movie we just saw?
Wait, I didn't fight in Dunkirk?
You don't care that I said the fictitious events?
Completely missed it.
That was gonna be my big joke.
Well,
You
I didn't
ruined my
have on my
joke.
list that this movie is totally accurate to what happened, but it more or less is.
Yeah.
We saw two good movies in a day.
Yeah.
Almost unheard of. I know, what the fuck is wrong with the world?
What about that time that I saw that movie with the talking dog,
Dog's Purpose?
and then no, that one. That was a bad dog.
Yeah, it wasn't a bad dog, it was a bad film.
Yeah, it was a bad movie. Can't wait for China's remake.
Yeah. Dog's Purpose is food.
And then I saw.
There really should have been a scene in Dog's Purpose where he reincarnates into a dog in China and then gets eaten.
Yeah. Well, no.
And he's like, is that my purpose? Am I food?
Yeah. And then the movie could have ended there. Finally.
That would have been a much better ending.
Dogs should always have just been food the whole time. What a good
Or
message.
you know, like the beginning of the film is he's a puppy and then he dies immediately. He could have been a puppy in China. But I guess that would have been culturally inappropriate or some bullshit.
Yeah. China loved a dog's purpose. You could say they really ate it up.
Yeah. Did it show in China?
The movie was incredibly successful in China.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, did it make them reconsider their meals, or did they all go out for a nice dog
Yeah.
afterwards?
Of course they're going to eat dog. They're going to be like, man, all those dog deaths made me think about eating a dog.
Yeah, where they'd watch the film being like, those dogs look really tasty. I especially like that golden retriever. I'd eat him in a heartbeat.
Do you think the best dog to eat would be?
well-cooked one? I'd never eat a dog.
You sure?
This is the second Dad's India story of the day.
Oh my God, India again?
Yeah, my dad had a friend, and she lived in India for a while, and she had a dog that was there. It was just a stray, but she kind of adopted it
What was
and
its
made
purpose?
oh just to be friends with her. And then she went home, and she really missed India, so she wanted to go back and see all her friends, and she missed her dog and stuff. So she went back, and her friends they cooked her a big banquet to say hello, and she's like, oh, this was lovely. Now, where's my dog? I've really missed my dog. And they all just kind of looked at the floor in shame. And then she just started crying when she realized what was for dinner.
Oh, good place.
India's good. Cows, they're gods, but you can eat dogs all day long, I guess.
Well, yeah, if someone told you couldn't eat a cow, like you couldn't have beef, what would you substitute? Which animal do you
Chicken. That's what they do. I like chicken. Gotta eat chicken.
We
It's good
already eat
protein.
chicken. I'm saying
I would not eat dog.
if you had to
Never eat dog.
substitute something in there, something to put on the food chain.
Dog Kirk? It's a pun, I guess.
It's not a good one.
Nice, though. Like our podcast.
Dun-da-da-da.
Let's try and stay on topic for this one.
Take nine.
Oh, I should have brought my clapper board.
Yeah, should have.
Yeah.
I could do claps.
Yeah.
Instead, I got a clap.
Yeah.
My hands. Like a savage.
I'll clap these two PSP games together. Take four.
You bumped the mic on the last one. It didn't sound as good.
Fucking hell. I'm leaving all this in. Take four.
All of it?
Oh, most of it.
Okay. As long as you leave in my dog's purse.
I'll maybe put it in the end somewhere.
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We saw two good films in a day. One was a good, fun time for kids. The other one was a horrific nightmare that really like showed how horrifying World War II was.
Yeah, it was a good time.
Yeah, it was really enjoyable watching all those people die horrifically.
I can say I liked the movie.
Yeah, I thought going in, I was like, well, I'll probably think it was a good film, but I'll be bored because it looked like from the trailer. I was like, it looks like a lot of action, so the film's probably just going to be all the action was in the trailer, and then it's mostly just talking about oh, how are we going to escape and stuff? But there's, like, barely any conversation in the film.
Yeah, no,
and it's all just action, and it's really tense. It's really fast-paced. Yeah, good time. Well,
not for anyone involved in the events.
Yeah, yeah, no, this might be one of my favorite war movies of all time. Because you got, like, fucking Saving Private Ryan, where it's... Or, like, like this ship really makes, like, Wonder Woman and the first Captain America look really distasteful.
Yeah,
it's
well, like, they are.
World War II! Captain America's gonna punch some Nazis and fight the Red Skull.
No, he didn't fight Nazis. He fought Hydra. They're not Nazis.
Well, they were affiliated with
Hydra.
The Nazis. Yeah. But in this, it's like... Oh, God. Just thinking about it.
Yeah, all those Hydra agents.
Yeah.
They're called Hydra.
Yeah, I like to think that Dunkirk exists in the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
And not the real-life cinematic universe?
Well, you said it was fictitious.
Oh, now you acknowledge my fictitious.
Well, yeah, because you brought it up.
Yeah, because it's funny as shit and you ignored it.
I missed it. I was thinking about my own dumb joke.
Yeah.
Where I had PTSD or whatever.
Yeah, it wasn't as good as mine.
What do you have to say about Dunkirk?
I thought it was a very good movie. Done. Yeah.
Oh, you're done? You're Dunkirk?
That
was good fun.
Yeah, it was. Better than Dunkirk.
Yeah.
yeah, really well shot.
Yeah.
It just looks really good.
Yeah, that's just fucking Christopher Nolan.
Yeah, he does.
Great director.
Yeah, he is. But you going in were like, oh, it's going to be a Nolan movie.
Yeah, well, like, I'll admit, Christopher Nolan is a great director, but overall, not big fan of his films. Like, yeah. Batman Begins, meh. Dark Knight, great film. Dark Knight Rises, meh.
Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah, it's good. It's a lot better than Batman Begins, but not as good as Dark Knight. I thought it was better, like, than Dark Knight first time I saw it, and then I liked it less and less the more I've seen it, and solid film. Kind of dumb. Whatever. Good, enjoyable flick. But then, like, there's The Prestige, which is fine.
I've never seen The Prestige or... What's the Dreams Within Dreams one?
I was about to say, Inception, meh. Like, I saw it in the cinema, I was like, it was a solid film.
Yeah.
Never watched it again, ever want to.
I think I watched a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff on it. Cause
you've never seen it?
No. Well, it's because people were, like, hyping it up, and it's like all the movie channels were showing, like,
yeah.
Hey, here's how he did this.
Yeah.
Hey, you might think he used enough, like, effects.
CGI,
but
it's all practical.
Like, yeah, practical rooms that rotate.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
That's the best thing about Christopher Nolan is he is a practical, hands-on director.
Yeah.
He makes solid films. They're not masterpieces, but they're good films. Same with Interstellar. Do you see that?
No.
It's not great. I know a couple of people, they said it's like one of their favorite movies of the year it came out. I watched it, I was like, meh. Like, the soundtrack was so loud that the speakers in the cinema were shaking and I couldn't hear the dialogue. So that kind of destroyed my experience of watching it.
That's a good time.
The acting was meh from like Anna Hathaway or whatever the fuck her name is, and she kept talking about how love like travels through dimensions or some bullshit. It's really dumb. He spends the whole movie trying to find his daughter, and then at the end he's like, I got my daughter, and then he just leaves immediately, and it's like, well, what was the fucking point?
Yeah.
But really well made. The CG that there is fantastic. It's true to what scientists say would happen if you go through a black hole or if you're close to the planet or whatever. Like, he goes to a planet for an hour and then he leaves and it's been like 10 years on Earth, and that's all like scientifically accurate and stuff like that. So,
like in the Star Wars.
Yeah, sure.
Remember when Luke trained on Dagobah?
Oh yeah, and that was for like a couple days, but then completely off topic, but I never really knew that about Empire Strikes Back, that that second act is supposed to take place over a week or something. Every time they cut back, it's supposed to be another day. So Han Solo and Leia and stuff in the Millennium Falcon were like fucking flying through asteroids for a week.
Yeah.
Which is bullshit, but whatever. I look past that. It's still a good, solid movie. I love Empire Strikes Back. The Star Wars movie ever made. One of the best movies ever made.
Would you say it was a better war in the Star Wars than the World War II?
It's less horrifying. It was more fun.
It was a better war.
Fictitious war. Yeah. No, but Interstellar, right? Christopher Nolan is practical to the point where fucking Matthew Broderick, what's his name? Matthew McConaughey. He's flying ships and stuff, and instead of just, okay, you're looking at a green screen, but actually there's spaceships and all this stuff happening.
He actually shot a man to space.
No, but he did project what they were looking at onto a screen, so they had something to react to, opposed to just, it's like fucking Attack of the Clones. Oh, that's actually General Grievous, and you're fighting well, Revenge of the Sith, you're fighting a robot droid or whatever.
Run on the spot.
Yeah, you're dodging obstacles. You're like, whoa, whoa, whoa. It's just so fucking dumb. But yeah, Christopher Nolan, good practical director. And in this, there was probably CGI. Yeah. But I would not have been able to say that is CGI or that was a visual effect, because most of it was practical and all of it is fucking amazing. But the problem I have with most Christopher Nolan movies are the scripts and the characters are not very good or fleshed out.
Yeah, a lot of the times I feel like the casting, because he reuses so many people. Yeah, and
he's got
a wheelhouse of his favorites.
You've got Scarecrow, you've got Michael Caine, you've got Batman, I can't remember, Christopher Nolan, not Christopher
Christian
Nolan,
Bale.
Christian Bale. You've got Anne Hathaway.
And Tom Hardy has
got
been
Tom Hardy,
more
yeah.
recent.
Yeah.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt's another one.
Oh yeah, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, yeah.
Yeah, I'm always distracted by his casting, because it's always
It's all the same.
Yeah.
This wasn't as bad.
Yeah,
He's got Scarecrow, and he's got Bane, and that's it.
I didn't know any of the other actors,
no.
So I was glad to...
And that was actually one of my negatives. Some of the acting was fine, some of it was like... I know that they just kind of looked... They had no emotion on their face, they didn't look scared, or happy, or anything, but...
When in particular...
It was the main character guy who was constantly going on ships and stuff.
Yeah.
And then they exploded and he swam away, but he seemed to have this deadpan expression on his face the whole film.
Well,
the
yeah, because he's in shock the whole time.
Yeah.
He's in constant fear that he's just going to die.
But
he
didn't look like
home.
He was scared.
That's... Yeah, because he's pretty much accepted that he's going to die.
Yeah.
If you just knew, I'm going to die, I'm probably never going to get home, I want to go home,
mm-hmm.
you know, but you have to be there.
Yeah, well, that's why I didn't put it as a negative, because it's like, I'm not sure whether it's a positive or not.
Yeah.
But, like, Tom Hardy wears a mask the whole fucking movie, so he's essentially playing Bane in a plane.
You think the sky is LA? I was born in the sky.
You think the bombs are LA?
Nah, like, Tom Hardy was a nothing character.
Yeah.
There was Jarvis from... fucking Agent Carter, he had a couple lines, he was fine. There was Captain Man who stayed for the French,
yeah.
He was fine. But then the guy that was running away from explosions the whole time, it was like, he doesn't, like, you would expect a little bit more fear, but he was kind of an unknown actor.
Yeah.
So, meh, whatever. He did fine. It's fine. Acting's fine.
That's
it's
another
not
thing.
Exceptional, but it fits, the film's, it's an action movie, and the characters are just kind of there, because the characters are just, it's just a guy that was there and he's trying to escape and you see it from his point of view. That's another thing about the film. You got the three stories going on at the same time.
Yeah.
You got land, you got sea, you got air, and they're all kind of like intermingled. Is that a word?
Yeah.
Intertwined. That's a better word.
Intertwined, that works
yeah.
better.
They're all kind of intertwined. And at
they're
the
all interstellar?
Yeah. But it's all kind of like non-linear storytelling. But you don't really get that until about halfway through the film, and I started to click. I was like, oh, none of these stories are happening at the same time.
Yeah, there's maybe some point where I was kind of like, why is it's night here, but it's day there, and that made me go...
It was the one point where it was like, yeah, it was like there was night
especially
here and
like,
day there, and I was like, okay, I'm kind of confused.
Because even then, like, the time zone between the two locations
yeah.
isn't that big.
Mm-hmm. But then you see, like, Scarecrow on a boat, and he's like, oh no, I'm not going back, and you're like, was he in the air, was he on the land? And then
yeah.
in the next scene it's dark and you see him on the boat and you're like, oh, this happened before the little boat came.
Yeah.
And then the plane stuff, like all the Tom Hardy stuff, because he's like running out of fuel and he's trying to maintain his fuel reserves and stuff.
Yeah,
that all took place in an hour, but then that's kind of spread out throughout the whole film.
Yeah.
And I felt like at some points it was really confusing, like, okay, well, when does this happen? It doesn't make it very clear.
Yeah, definitely agree.
That was another one of the negatives I have. The beginning of the film, it opens and it's like land, or the mole, that's what it says, it's the mole, and then it kind of gives you the date and the time of day, I think. Did it do that? Or did it just say the mole? It said something like story one, the mole, and then I think it gave you the time of the day, and then when it cuts to like the plains, it says the air, and then it gives you time of day, and then it does the same with the boat. It's like the sea, and then it gives you the date. And I was thinking like, okay, well, it's going to cut back to that every time it kind of changes time or... To let us know when this actually is happening.
Yeah.
But he just does it at the beginning to establish it, and then it's never brought back. And I felt like that would have helped the non-linearity of the story to be like, if it comes up and it says date, time of day, and you're like, oh, okay, that happens before this, then you can all kind of solve it in your head. But there was a lot where I was like, I don't know what's happening, when this is supposed to be happening, and it works fine.
It does work.
It could have been better. That's what I'm saying. It's not perfect, but it's good. But it could have been better.
I know what you mean. If there had just been, like, whenever they just switched to, like, a new scene, yeah, if they did do a little, just, like, just stick it in the corner.
Yeah, it doesn't need to be big and obvious, but just to let, if I'm getting confused, be like, okay, 7 o'clock, so that happens 2 hours before that or whatever. But, yeah, it works fine in terms of action, because it means that the story never slows down. It's super fast-paced, super tense.
Constantly things are in motion.
Another huge plus, Hans Zimmer. Oh, like, he does amazing soundtracks.
Even remember his amazing Spider-Man score dubstep?
Pharrell Williams was to blame for all that bullshit.
Wasn't that only for Amazing Spider-Man 2?
Yeah, that's awful. That's all Pharrell Williams. But then you got, like, the Amazing Spider-Man theme. You know, the, like...
Yeah, the trumpets and stuff.
I prefer that to, like, the fucking original Spider-Man, the Danny Elfman soundtrack. Just that theme is better to me. Like, it fits Spider-Man more than any other Spider-Man movie soundtrack has. But then the rest of it's garbage. But Hans Zimmer, overall, he does really great music.
Yeah.
Interstellar, fine soundtrack. I couldn't hear it very well because the stereos were fucked up. But Inception, fine soundtrack. The Batman theme. Yeah, it's all good. It's good stuff. Some of them better than others. Some films he's done better than others. This is one of his exceptional... Because it's not even really a soundtrack. It's just kind of sound effects. It's more ambience than anything. Yeah. But I don't think the film would work without it, because it really makes it tense. You got that ticking of the clock, like, the whole way through the film that lets you know, like, time is of the essence and stuff like that. The moment that the ticking stopped at the end, I was like, oh, I kind of sat back in my seat, and I was like, I can relax now, it's over. So, yeah. And also, sound design, fucking spectacular.
Yeah.
The roaring of the bombers coming overhead is just terrifying.
Yeah, it really made me, like, really, like, tense up every time. It's like, oh.
Yeah, every time you hear the bomber in the distance, you're like, oh, fuck.
Oh, God, they're coming. They're back.
I don't generally praise movies on their sound design, because it's like, yeah, whatever. It's kind of expected for most films that it would have fine sound, but this has, like, exceptional sound to the point where you put this film on mute and it goes down in terms of quality.
Yeah.
I feel sorry for deaf people watching this, because we saw it subtitled for some reason.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about that.
It opened and the subtitles were just, like, glass clinking. It was just like, okay.
Yeah.
But then there wasn't really a lot of talking, so it was fine.
Yeah. At one point, I was a bit disappointed there were no subtitles to say horror.
Horror of war.
Sounds of horror.
Terror. Yeah, what was your favorite story?
I'd say the mole.
Yeah,
It's just the most, like, constantly tense. There's always something going on.
Yeah, like, oh, he's on a boat. Is he going to get... Oh, no, that boat got destroyed. And what was another thing I was going to put is, like, Titanic, the movie Titanic. Not great. Not a great film. But the last act where the ship is sinking is horrifying, because it's like, oh, wow. Like, it really feels like you're watching what happened to the real Titanic and how terrifying it would be that you're just on this boat and then it starts to go down and the water's freezing and everyone's freezing to death and stuff.
And then there's a door that can fit two people.
Yeah. No, it wouldn't be buoyant or whatever. I don't know. Fuck it. But this...
It's true.
This is... It's not a horror movie, but it made me scared.
Yeah, this is one of the scariest movies I've seen.
Yeah.
For just everything comes together. The sound design, the visuals. Is... You can throw, like, a dumb bagul or whatever, just showing
But I know
up.
It's not real, so I go...
Yeah, it's when you actually have to think about it in that sense of, this happened.
Yeah, it's like Jaws, where it's like, it's a shark, it's a real thing. If you go into the water, you might get eaten by sharks. It's like, Jaws was like, oh, you'll never go back into the water again. This is like, I'll never go to war again. Because it's terrifying. Yeah, World War II, it seems... Absolutely horrifying.
What about when Captain America is just running around, having fun, shooting guys with a gun, and then throwing a shield?
Yeah, remember he punched Red Skull?
Yeah.
And then he saved the world from the Tesseract?
What about going back a bit to good old WW1, the old Great War?
You mean like when Wonder Woman was fighting a giant god in a car park?
Yeah.
What the fuck happened in that movie?
Remember how real and grounded that felt?
That's the thing about Wonder Woman, is there is a couple of moments where it's like, oh man, World War One is just awful. And then she's flying around and she's pushing people, and it's like, this is so fucking distasteful.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
That's my main thing why I hate that movie.
Yeah, and that's one of the things about this film is that it really shows you how horrifying World War Two is, to the point where, before the film started, there was a fucking trailer for Call of Duty World War II.
Oh, it's
it's
great.
Fun game, play multiplayer, play World War II, experience the war. And then you see this horrifying movie that's just, like, daunting. I'm gonna go buy Call of Duty World War II and play a good gig, save the Jews with my friends. Like, no. It just made me realize how distasteful a lot of these fucking first-person World War II games are.
I'm a little shocked that you only realized that after watching this movie.
Like, you hear the stories of, like, World War II and stuff, and it's like, yeah, it's horrifying, but it's just stories. But movies like this really it was like watching it. And it's when you see it, it's like, oh, yeah, that was truly awful. So...
And even then, the movie...
Like, I always did find it distasteful that there was a bunch of, like, war games and stuff, but I could see why they existed. Like, Modern Warfare, for me, is less distasteful.
Well, yeah, because it's Modern Warfare.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's people dying now. I don't care about them.
Yeah, I don't care about that. Well, yeah, because it's like, nowadays it's like, oh, one person died in Afghanistan today, and it's like, well, it's not like 20 fucking million Jews gassed or whatever. I don't know the statistics, but, yeah. World War II overall, just awful.
Yeah, bad time.
Yeah, good war.
A great
war. Can't wait for the sequel. Can't wait to end the trilogy.
Even the worlds?
Yeah.
Someday, space aliens will be making movies about Earth's third world war.
I actually saw a comment on YouTube today. It was like, it was comparing leaving the EU to World War II. It's like, when the Germans try to take over Europe, Britain stands alone.
We're just out here.
Yeah. It's a good thing we got our own island. Fuck Europe.
Please take us back.
No, fuck Europe.
I miss Europe.
No, Europe's yours.
I miss
Europe. Yeah, it was a pun. It wasn't good. It was as good as Dunkirk.
It was better than Dunkirk.
Well, maybe slightly.
A lot better. Not good, but a lot better.
Yeah, I really liked the boat stuff, but I felt the plane stuff was really good as well. Like, really tense. It starts off, you've got three pilots, and then it slowly whittles its way down to just Tom Hardy and... You're really tense, like, oh, he's got to get this bomber, otherwise, like, you know, a bunch more people are going to get killed on the beaches and stuff.
Yeah, everybody's fucked.
Yeah. I didn't much care for Tom Hardy, probably because you couldn't see his face and he didn't say anything.
Also, it's Tom Hardy, so
I also felt that the plane stuff got less interesting as it went along, because, as I said, it started with three characters and they're interacting and they're talking, and then it goes down to two and it's more tense, and then when it gets to one, it's like, it's more tense, but at the same time, he's not talking anymore, so you don't care for him. Also, you don't like Tom Hardy.
Yeah.
Tom Hardy's fine.
I'm glad the Nazis got him. Spoilers. Take that real life guy who's probably a hero.
I don't like you because you're played by Tom Hardy in a film. Well, he was good as Bane. You'll be good as Venom, maybe. Probably not.
I think the symbiote is your ally, Spider-Man. I was molded by the symbiote. I am Venom.
Okay, I think Spider-Man is your cinematic universe. I was born in the Spider-Man trilogy. Ruined by it. Played by Topher Grace in it.
That was a good performance by Topher Grace.
You probably do a better job than Tom Hardy. Like, I don't mind Tom. Like, there's a show with Tom Hardy on at the moment, and I've seen a couple episodes with it. I can't remember what it's called. He's got a twin or something. Maybe that's a film. I can't remember. He's okay.
You mean
he's
Legend?
He's a fine actor. He's just got roles where he doesn't really play an important part. Like, as Bane, he's fine, but he's wearing a mask the whole movie. As Mad Max, he says five things.
And he's wearing a mask half the movie.
Yeah, he is wearing a mask half the movie. I think Tom Hardy is just, like, typecast as man in mask.
Yeah.
That's why, like, maybe it might be a good thing, because, like, one of the huge negatives about Spider-Man 3 is that, the Venom in Spider-Man 3 anyway, is that it's Topher Grace the whole time, and you only really see the Venom face occasionally. So maybe the Venom movie, you barely ever see Tom Hardy's face. And it's
Venom's a character, not a face.
Yeah, but it's his mask face.
It's a character.
With a mask face.
You think that he'll emote all through that Venom face?
You think Tom Hardy is your ally?
No, not in the slightest.
Why do you hate Tom Hardy?
I just don't like
him. I don't like you. He doesn't like you.
He wasn't a good Mad Max.
No.
And Mel Gibson, he was a good Mel Max.
He was a good Mad Max.
Mad Max.
Yeah.
Mel Max.
Mel Max.
Mad Mel. Well, that's actually a lot of news articles say Mad Mel whenever he does something crazy.
I like Mad Mel. I mean, I like Mel Gibson.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
He made the best Jesus movie.
And he hates those Jews. Or he loves them?
I don't know.
Did he make Passion to show he doesn't like Jews, or to show that
he became a Christian and he wanted to make a Christian movie, but people, because he made a bunch of anti-Semitic rants afterwards, people were like, oh, I guess that's why he made Passion, to show that Jews killed Jesus? It's like, maybe? I don't think so, though. I think he became a Christian and people that weren't Christians panned Passion and it. He's like, oh, it's the fucking Jews' fault. It was the Jews that hated the person of the Christ. Because they hate Jesus. So that's why he hates the Jews. I don't fucking know. He's a crazy man.
Good guy.
He's a good actor, though.
Good Mel Gibson. I can't wait for Daddy's Home 2.
Oh, yeah. Let's go see that. I haven't even seen the first one.
Yeah, it's got John Lithgow and Mel Gibson. I never saw the first one. I'm not going to bother.
No, fuck it. I don't like... It's not... No, it's Mark Wahlberg, isn't it?
I like Mark Wahlberg.
I don't care for Mark Wahlberg. I think Will Ferrell can be funny, but I'm not a big fan of his movies because most of them are trash. But he's like great as Anchorman and Elf and shit. So, yeah. Maybe Daddy's Home 2 will be better.
This coming this holiday, Daddy's Home 2, wasting time.
Yeah. See that instead of the Star Warses.
I would say that. Anything that lines Mel Gibson's pockets.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's get his career back up and running.
Well, he's been trying to do that. Yeah, like
he was in Expendables 3 as the villain.
Yeah, and he's wanting to do a lot more directing work.
Yeah, he's a good director. Passion of the Christ, not a bad film.
Remember how at one point he was apparently being offered to do a Suicide Squad sequel?
Well, it'll be better than fucking Suicide Squad. Yeah, did you see Hacksaw Ridge?
No.
It's a war movie. Apparently it's really good. It's got Andrew Garfield and other people in it.
Oh.
He directed it.
Ah.
Good movie. Yeah. What were you saying about Suicide Squad 2?
Well, because you know how Mel Gibson went on his rant about, like, man, fuck superhero movies, especially, like, shit like Batman vs. Superman and Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
Then DC approached him to be like, fine, you do it.
What did he say?
Well, he probably said, no, fuck you. I'm not making your shitty superhero movies.
Yeah, fair enough. Suicide Squad is garbage. Even if I was crazy anti-Semitic Mel Gibson, I wouldn't want to make that movie. Anyway, back to Dunkirk.
Good man, Mel.
Good man, Mel. Yeah, I've seen one criticism about this film. That it's a 12, or I guess in America, PG-13. They're like, oh, it wasn't violent enough.
Yeah.
I don't feel that at all.
Yeah, like, I can understand that a lot of people are so desensitized that they'll be like, well, I need to see someone's leg be blown off for me to understand that his leg was blown off.
Well, that's the thing. Like, I didn't feel like that at all. I felt like the horror came from the fact that they're just stranded on this beach, constantly getting bombed, and they're trying to escape to the point where there's a guy that just walks into the water and tries to swim back to England. Like, that's horrifying. Yeah. They're on this boat, and they think they're safe, they're eating jam toast, and then it gets bombed, and, like, everyone drowns. Like, that's scarier than, oh my god, my arms and legs have been blown off.
Yeah.
I felt like if it was overly violent, it would ruin it.
Yeah, it'd be, like, tacky and just distasteful.
Yeah, there's so many, like just garbage 18 movies where it's, like, arms and legs getting blown to pieces, and I'm sitting there like, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
But then I find drowning scarier.
Yeah.
Because you're just trapped in this water, and, yeah. No. I think it's fine as a PG-13. It might have been okay as like a 15, maybe a little bit more blood. It wouldn't have hurt the film, but I don't think it would have made it better.
Show some tits. Put some tits in there. Everyone loves war and tits.
Speaking of, this movie is apparently really sexist and racist.
Oh my god, controversy over a feature film.
I know, right?
What's next? People think that books are making people dumb because dumb people can't read the books?
Books should be written entirely with emojis so children can text them.
How many books do you think are actually in print that are only written with emojis?
Probably one.
I'm going to say 17.
That's a good number, I guess. I'll look it up.
I'd say it's in one of those fair places where like there's plenty of people who can self-publish.
Yeah.
And there's plenty of people who are like, hey, emojis, hashtag emoji, hashtag Dunkirk, hashtag war, hashtag... I'll never see my family again.
Let's say something about Dunker. You started rambling about emojis.
Yeah, you were talking about controversy.
Oh, controversy, yeah, fuck. People are actually angry that this movie doesn't have, like, black women in it. Like, there wasn't enough black man, there wasn't enough woman in this historically accurate movie where there was no black man and woman.
Yeah, you know, in Europe during the
war? World War II, yeah, in England.
Yeah,
That's not racist, that's fuck. It's like the left are like angry at history now.
Yeah.
They think history is racist. Some of it is.
Let's just go back.
Like, you're not angry about the fact that fucking Hitler killed a bunch of Jews? You're angry that this
No, he should have been killing black people.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Should have been killing a fucking woman.
Then where
fuck woman.
That's not.
And the pussy. Fuck him with the pussy.
That's the right place. I like ladies.
Yeah. They're okay. I don't like feminists.
That's true.
I dated a girl, and I took her to a river, and I gave her a romantic date, and she was all over me.
Then you drowned her.
Then I found out she was a Hillary Clinton supporter. Never talked to her again.
Is that because you drowned her in the river?
Yeah. Good. Baptized her.
She called it drowning. Well. She never said anything again.
No. No. This controversy is fucking bullshit. Like.
Yeah. What's next? A movie about the Stone Age full of white people?
They were white people. Have you seen the caveman they found?
Well, like the Croods?
Yeah. Yeah, the Croods. Starring Nick Cage. Yeah. Good film. No, I think, like, if women actually were in World War II, and we were making films about it nowadays, the left would probably find that sexist. Like, why were there women in World War II? War is awful.
I saw Wonder Woman. That was a movie about a world war. Oh, yeah, and it had women.
What a garbage film.
And therefore, Dunkirk needed more female representation.
Yeah, Dunkirk would have been better if Wonder Woman saved the day from a giant god.
I mean, you're not wrong. World War II would have been better if Wonder Woman had saved the day.
Can you imagine a World War II movie where Captain America fights Red Skull while Wonder Woman fights a god? What a good time.
I mean, yeah, having two big battles at the same time, that'd be...
On the same place?
Yeah.
They team up. That'd be cool.
Man with shields.
Wonder
and
America.
God.
And Captain Woman.
Captain Woman? I like the cut of your jib, Captain Woman. You really like to get things done.
Wonder Pants.
Isn't that a thing?
Captain Wonder Pants.
Isn't
that? You combine Captain Underpants, Captain America, and Wonder Woman, you get Captain Wonder Pants.
Aren't Wonder Pants like undies that are like super tight to make your stomach and your thighs look skinny?
Maybe.
I feel like that's a thing.
Probably a thing.
Shall wear Wonder Pants.
I wonder how much Wonder Pants cost. I wonder if Wonder Pants are real.
I wonder if I'll ever see my family again. The horrors of war are getting to me.
I got a couple negatives. Oh, we've already said a few of them.
Negatives?
I thought the characters were meh, because they're just kind of real people. Specifically...
Yeah, I hate real people. Real people are the worst. Have you ever had a conversation with another human being?
Yeah, they're the fucking worst. Yeah. I'm having a conversation with another human being right now.
Yeah, I know.
You're
I
the worst.
It.
You got three stories. I really liked the plane stuff. It was tense. Didn't care for the characters, but it was fine. I really liked all the mall stuff. Well executed. Fine characters. Fine acting. Really tense. Didn't care much for the boat stuff.
What's wrong with the boat stuff?
The little old man in his boat.
Yeah.
I didn't find any of those characters interesting, and there wasn't a whole lot of action happening. Towards the end, the more interesting stuff happened where they finally got there, but... Specifically, what was that character's name? The guy that decided he was just going to go and help the people.
He was Boy Man.
Boy Man, yeah. We'll call him Boy Man. He was wearing a green and yellow beige cardigan.
It was a nice Gansy he had on.
And he's like, I'm going to go and help my friends in the war. And
he's
then they pick up Scarecrow.
The
and I guess we'll go into spoilers at this point.
Yeah, well, I think we've just...
It's World War II. Yeah, it's World War II. Well, like, spoiler kids, alert, they win.
Spoilers, the Nazis were beaten,
yeah.
I guess.
We're not speaking German, so it's pretty obvious that they lost.
Spoilers, we made the Germans pay massive taxes.
And now they run Europe. They climbed their way back to the top. They decided to do it without murdering Jews this time.
That's true. They were pushed to a corner, and they built their way out.
Mm.
German ingenuity.
Well, it's because Germans they have this urge to rule the world.
They work so much harder than everyone else.
True. I don't know why Germans hate Trump like so much. I mean, they both love walls. Well, I guess
no,
the Germans destroyed their wall.
Yeah, their whole thing was, we're fed up of this wall. think Trump's wall, like the next president, will leave it up, and then the guy after that will be like, not sure about this wall. Then the guy after that will knock it down.
That I would be so angry if fucking liberals vote another president, like another Barack Obama type in, and he's just like, we're going to demolish the wall. I'm going to make the economy worse. I'm going to ruin the country again.
That wall cost billions to make.
Let's tear it down.
Yeah.
Let all the immigrants in. Come on, Mexicans, rape our women and bring us drugs.
That's not what Mexicans want.
That's what the illegal Mexicans want. It's the ones that smuggle into the country want. The ones that go legally. They're sound. Yeah, I guess.
They'll stay in Mexico if they want to abduct people.
No, they're sick of their brown people that like Mexican food. They want some skinny white bitches.
How are they going to smuggle white people across the Mexican border? Mexico's...
Under the wall.
Mexico's restrictions are too strong.
Mm, I'm too strong.
Mexico are better at keeping white people out than white people are keeping Mexicans
in. Well, it's because no one wants to go to Mexico. And if they do, then they'll go legally.
They'll have maracas.
Enough about Mexicans. Back to Dunkirk.
Let's cut out Mexicans.
Cut out.
I mean, from this, not from life. I like Mexicans. I like their food especially.
I don't care for Mexican food much.
You don't like spicy food, do you?
No. Well, it gives me the shits. And it tastes hot.
Tastes good.
Yeah. Good. Anyway, back to Boy Man. Spoilers. Do you recommend Dunkirk?
I would recommend that anyone who exists goes to see Dunkirk. It's a really good, solid movie, and it really grounds things for you. It really gives you a good perspective on how horrifying World War II was.
Yeah, I also would recommend Dunkirk. I would say maybe don't take your kids to it.
No, take the kids. Take the kids. Show them. Make them stare.
It's probably one of the best war movies ever made. It's a truthful reenactment of World War II. Yeah, not a pleasant watch, but a great film. So, you gotta be in the right mood. If you're happy and you feel good about life, maybe don't go and see it then.
No, I'd say go see it then, because then you'll be like, wow, my life's even better.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, I can see that, yeah.
If you're upset, you'll probably be worse.
Yeah, true. Okay, yeah, I'll make you want to die even more.
Or maybe if you're upset, you'll be like, I guess things aren't so
bad exactly. After all. At least I didn't live through World War II.
Yeah.
So, okay.
And if you lived through World War II... and you're still alive, then good for you.
Yeah, good for you. I don't think there is any veterans left.
Nah, I don't think so.
Yeah, they're all dead now. That's a shame. My great-granddad was a veteran. He was a sound guy. He never talked. Anyway, Boy Man.
He wasn't a very soundy guy then, was he?
Good pun.
Not a very Dunkirk. Sound guy.
Yeah, I got it. Good pun.
Okay. I just got to make sure that you hear my puns. I don't want you to ignore my jokes.
Oh, clap. Well done. You made a pun.
I applauded because I was offended.
We haven't spoiled anything in the film. We've said what happened. It's based on history. We've said what kind of happens in history. But I'm not sure if Boy Man on the little boat, I'm not sure if he was a real guy or if he was just there as a character to ground the world and the civilization in England. But he's brought along. And then he's like, I want to go save the day with my friends.
I want to help out.
Yeah, I want to help out. He's like, my dad said I'd never accomplish anything, or I'd never get a job, something. And I just wanted to be in the newspaper. And then he goes along, and he gets pushed down the stairs. And he's like, oh no, I'm blind. And you're like, oh, that's kind of tragic. He wanted to help, and this asshole just pushed him down the stairs, and he went blind. And then he dies?
Yeah.
And then Scarecrow gets away with it. And then he gets in the newspaper, and it's like, oh, that's what he wanted, except he's dead. It's good. Like, I don't know what to feel about that character.
Good for you, kid. You got in the newspaper.
If that was a true story, then that's a sweet story. If that was just put into
the film... Maybe that's a sweet story. Oh, he died.
He tried to help, but he was in the newspaper like he wanted. It's not a sweet story, it's a sad story. But if that was just something that they shoved into the film, not great. But I haven't heard anyone say that that's historically inaccurate, so I guess that was a real kid.
I don't know, how many people do you think looked up, I gotta get me 1940s newspapers prints. Gotta see all these 1940s papers.
Well, I seen a video, it was like 7 inaccuracies of Dunkirk. And they were all very nitpicky things, like the Nazi bombers, they didn't have yellow on the front of their planes until like a year after Dunkirk. But that was an obvious choice, because otherwise it would be hard to distinguish the Nazi bombers and the Spitfires.
Yeah,
because
some shots, I was like, these planes look exactly the same.
Yeah, and then there's other stuff like the French are turned away at the mall in the film, when in reality 120 or 200,000 of the people that were evacuated from Dunkirk were French. I don't know why that was done, but whatever.
I think it was just for that line at the end.
I'm going to stay for the French, teasing Dunkirk 2.
Yeah, it's for the sequel bit.
Yeah.
Dunkirk 2. I'm staying for the French.
Go back for the French. The film just opens and they all surrender. That's not a joke. That's what happened. Yeah. Most of the French actually surrendered on Dunkirk.
Yeah, because they were stuck.
Well, they were French. It's in their blood. Germans want to rule, French want to surrender.
That's literally the event that made people particularly go, well, the whole stereotype of cheese-eating surrender monkeys. That's where it came from.
Well, the French actually were pretty heroic, because the English were trying to evacuate, and the French were holding off the Germans, so... Yeah. God bless those French.
Yeah. You allowed our country to...
prosper as you just got turned to shit.
At the expense of your own.
You see Dunkirk at the beginning of the film? That's actually Dunkirk. Yeah. It was great that he used Dunkirk, and it's like a ghost town at the beginning of the film, when in reality, it was blown to shit.
Yeah.
But you can't really blow Dunkirk to shit just so you can...
Yeah, just so you can make your movie.
And you can't... I guess he could have built a set, but I would have said that it's better that he actually shot in Dunkirk, because it gives it more of a historic value.
Yeah.
And then there's just other little things like that. I can't remember the rest, but I think the film makes it look... Oh yeah, there was another thing. All the boats come in at the end, and it's like, oh, the people came to save the day. That didn't happen.
Yeah, but boats would have all come in individually. They didn't send people out, like, en masse all at once.
Yeah.
They didn't all have, like, we'll all meet up here at this specific spot and time, and we'll have a nice cuppa, and then we'll go get those boys.
But also, it wasn't people that were driving those boats. It was mostly Navy captains that just kind of stole other people's boats.
Navy captains are still people.
Yeah. Well, no, but it wasn't just civilians. Like, I'm going to go and save the day because I'm a hero. It was Nazi. It was Navy officers. Oh, like,
all those Nazis going to help those boys stuck at Dunkirk.
Oh, wait, you're a Jew?
How good would that be? You know, just send some, like, civilian yachts and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But they have Nazi soldiers on it. And then they just, like, they go, like, come on, come aboard, boys. Nothing to fear here. Come on the boat. Going back to England now. I just like the idea of, like, scheming Nazis. Because that's all you see. Like, that's all you used to see. Now you don't even have anyone acknowledge Nazis in movies.
Yeah, like, this film, there isn't even Nazis in it. There's just the bombers. And that's kind of scary, because you don't see the threat.
Yeah. Did they mention the Holocaust?
Well, it was implied.
With World War II, it's implied.
Yeah. What else is it about? But yeah... Overall, the film's pretty historically accurate. So you can't really say much about that.
Actually, in one scene when they show the harbor, they have a modern-day skipper's boat.
Well, actually, I think you'll find that the British Royal Navy destroyer was actually a French destroyer in the film, when in reality it was a British destroyer. That's actually an inaccuracy. They used the wrong boat. But who fucking cares? They got a destroyer. Those things are hard to find.
The same thing with how a harbor just had, like, some boat. Yeah. Some current boat. They just
That actually happened, that there was this little boat. Yeah. Little sailing boat that stranded on the thing.
Yeah. So a local man actually noticed that. It was in the local paper.
Yeah, when he died?
No.
Oh.
The guy who... No, the fact that there was, like, a modern-day boat in one of the shots.
Oh, was there?
Yeah, a local fisherman actually said, that boat came out, like, 2 years ago. And he basically, like, wrote to the paper, like, I just saw that there film at Dunkirk. I had a boat in there. That boat wouldn't have been back in that day.
I like... That's a Bristolian, man. That Dundeer boat.
That boat.
That Dundeer boat. That came out 2 years ago, that boat.
Yeah, that boat.
That boat won't win World War II there.
No, it would. That boat would probably be way better in World War II than any of the boats they had.
Yeah, but it wasn't in World War II.
Yeah.
If
you could time travel and send any boats back in time, what boat would you take to World War II?
Wait, there's probably a really good cheat here. I need to think about it.
Yeah, it's probably, like, a really good, like, modern, like, warship.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking. A speedboat.
If I was going to make...
Because I could take one soldier back and forth really quickly.
Oh, that's true. That seems like a big waste of time, though, to go back and forth repeatedly. Why not take one big boat and get more people out at once?
I could race with the big boats. If I could take one big boat...
It's not much of a race when your engines are, like, 70 years advanced.
I would take whatever the biggest, strongest boat is that could avoid bombs.
It wouldn't be a pretty big boat if it could avoid bombs.
Not avoid them, but not get blown up by them.
I still think that most boats won't take bombs.
I would take...
Like, if a bomber...
A Boeing 9911, whatever the fuck the name of that big ship is. A plane. Spaceship. Yeah. Airship. What the fuck they call it? Airplane.
I take a Boeing 911. I mean, a plane.
Yeah. You said ship. It's an airship.
That's true.
I take one of those big fucking blimps.
Well, I'm pretty sure that people had a problem with blimps. There was kind of some incidents.
Oh, was there? You mean that incident in Indiana Jones where they go on the blimp and then it crashes?
Yeah.
That's historically accurate. They were in the Hindenburg.
Yeah.
There's one negative I have that it's historically accurate that no one will fucking talk about. The Nazis, this was the point that kind of ruined their strategy, where they could have just gone in all at once and murdered everyone, but they decided that they were just going to hold back and let the planes pick them off one by one. And then they just kind of gave up. And people have wondered for years, why did that happen? But nobody mentions the fact that, I think it was Churchill or whoever was in charge at the time, he initiated a nationwide prayer time. So everyone that was a Christian in Britain came together and prayed for these soldiers to get home, and then the Nazis just gave up. And there's a correlation there. I see it. You don't, because you don't believe in Jesus. But
I don't believe in prayer.
I knew that wouldn't be in the film, because there's people like you that would be like, oh, fuck Jesus. Prayer is real. But then...
No, prayer is real. People actually do that.
Well, yeah.
I see it all the time. But Jesus, I see all these sick weaklings. And then I look at them and I go, fuck you, pussy. Look how huge and strong and healthy I am.
I had to cut the grass the other week.
Yeah. And you prayed to Jesus that it would rain.
Yeah. My dad wanted me to clear the garage with him, and I was so tired. I was like, I don't want
to
do it.
And you prayed to Jesus that your father had testicular cancer?
No, I prayed that he would have no problems with it, and he got healed. Hallelujah, he's still alive.
But
he beat cancer.
He got the testicular cancer, though.
Yeah, but he got it removed, and he's fine.
Praise Jesus.
Yeah. I told him not to get his testicle removed. I said he would have got healed if we just prayed for it, but he said no, and then he got it removed.
So
that's his fault, not Jesus's.
He doesn't believe.
Yeah, he doesn't. I got a problem with him.
He's not gay for Jesus.
He prayed for a blind man, and the blind man was healed in front of his own eyes, but he doesn't think that God would heal his testicular cancer? That seems ridiculous to me. I saw a blind woman healed in front of my own eyes.
What about your chlamydia? Did you let Jesus take care of that?
Me and Jesus, we weren't too friendly back then, but if we were, then yeah, he probably would have. He's a sound guy. But no, I was cleaning out the garage, and I was like, God, please make it rain. I don't want to do this. And all of a sudden, it started raining. I was like, oh no, the rain's come. It looks like we can't clear the garage. And my dad's like, soaking wet, stand outside. He's like, it doesn't matter. We'll just do it anyway. And I was like, okay, I take that back. God, I take it back. And it immediately stopped raining again. I was like, oh, I can control the weather. Well, God can control the weather.
What if it rained for 40 days and 40 nights? Then what would you do?
I'd be happy, because everyone would be dead.
What about all the people's boats, like the people in Dunkirk?
Ah, they'd be fine.
Yeah.
Don't need a Noah's Ark, because everyone has their own fucking cruise lines.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Anything else to say about the best war movie ever made?
If I saw a big plane, and I heard it, and I was like, I'd probably run and cry.
Hmm.
I'd give up.
You'd surrender?
Yeah, if I was in war, I'd give up.
I'd go join the French and surrender. Yeah, no, I don't know if I would, because the Nazis, they'd probably do much worse things to you if you surrendered. I don't know what they did to the French that surrendered. Probably tortured them and shit. Or do you think they just shoved them in the gas chambers with the rest of the Jews?
No, I'm pretty sure that they went to, like, POW camps and shit.
Mm, fair enough. No, I would rather... I would actively try and get killed rather than suffer through any of that shit. I feel sorry for all those soldiers that were just kind of drafted. A lot of them, it wasn't even their choice. They were just sent to war.
Yeah.
It's brutal. I'm glad that films like this are showing how awful World War II is, opposed to the fucking Captain America.
Yeah.
Fun World War adventure. The Rocketeer. Indiana Jones. Punching Nazis.
Man, World War II is treated with such care in feature films.
Yeah.
Should get an animated adventure about...
the animated adventures of Hitler?
No.
Oh.
I was thinking like...
Captain America?
Like a snake. A snake.
An actual snake or like solid snake?
An animated snake. A CG snake in World War II.
Like the Jungle Bunch in World War II? They probably have a snake.
I think the Jungle Bunch would have fought for the Allies or the Axis.
I don't know. I don't know who the Jungle Bunch is.
Exactly, the trailer doesn't help.
Is that going to be our running joke this week? We just don't know what the fuck the Jungle Bunch is?
Yeah.
Please like, comment, subscribe, write into our email address at wastingtimepost@gmail.com and tell us what the fuck the Jungle Bunch is.
Make your subject Jungle Hunch.
You got
Do you have a Jungle Hunch about the Jungle Bunch?
Yeah. So, Dan, do you recommend The Jungle Bunch?
I don't know.
I don't know. It doesn't look good.
No, it doesn't.
But I don't know if it looks bad. I don't know.
It does look bad. What are you talking about?
It could be okay. Emoji Movie looked terrible, and that was okay.
No, it wasn't. Stop saying that.
So, Dan, do you recommend fighting World War II in Dunkirk?
Well, I mean, I guess I would. I'd recommend running away from it, like everyone else did.
Yeah,
it seems like the better solution. It seemed to have worked.
Yeah, well, they escaped.
Except for those damn French.
And they won the... Well, yeah, poor French.
So Ethan...
Can't wait for Dunkirk 2. Let's stay for the French.
Yeah, gotta stay for those French.
Stay for the French.
So Ethan, would you recommend heroism?
I thought you were going to say heroin. I was going to say, I don't know, I've never tried it, but I have seen Trainspotting, so probably not. But, I don't know, if you're a brave man that doesn't care about his life but loves his country, then yeah, go to war, fight, or whatever. But if you're like me and you're a big fucking pajama boy coward that just does nothing other than record podcasts and mooch off their parents, then yeah, probably surrender like the French.
Let's do a salute.
No, we'll salute the French. Let's have a moment of silence for the French. If you're making a video, you gotta have all the names of the French people that died at Dunkirk.
That's too many names. Think about how many people that was.
Two. I'm saluting, you can't see.
He's still saluting.
It's a moment of silence.
He's doing a two.
Stop interrupting
salute.
Our moment of silence.
Oh, we're actually doing a moment of silence?
Well, we're not. We're trying. I'm trying.
Oh.
So, Dan, would you recommend a moment of silence for the French?
I'd just recommend a moment of silence for everybody.
Yeah.
You know, that thing that we do every year.
I was going to say, I'm going to take Veterans Day a lot more seriously now. Or whatever
the day is. Why didn't you take it seriously before?
Because I didn't care.
When
I thought World War II, I thought Tank and Dempsey and Nikolai fighting Nazi zombies in a fucking building with a time travel machine and a pack punch thing. Now when I think of World War II, I get PTSD flashbacks. Watching Dunkirk. The Dunkirk show in 3D? Because that would have been more horrifying. 4D experience for Dunkirk.
Yeah. Nah, Nolan hates 3D.
Yeah, good.
It's one of those things he's come out about a lot. I think he did something like an Inception or Interstellar had like a 3D release just to test it. And then he's like, nah, fuck it.
Yeah, it's awful.
I think they should make more movies in the real life cinematic universe.
Yeah, they should. Oh, that was something I wanted to bring up. It's not about the film, but it's worth mentioning.
The real life cinematic universe?
Yeah, the real life cinematic universe. We brought it up when we saw the trailer for Churchill, which we were going to go and see, but we weren't able to see it because I was busy or whatever. It looked really good. Churchill, it had Brian Cox as Churchill. It looked like a good drama and the untold story of how he dealt with the war and stuff. But then there's also another Churchill movie coming out this year called, like, Darkest Hour. Yeah. And it's got Gary Oldman as Churchill. And that movie looks better, but Gary Oldman looks worse than Brian Cox.
That's because Gary Oldman's got way more shit on his face.
Yeah, he just looks like Gary Oldman in makeup, and he doesn't sound like Churchill. However, Brian Cox looks like Churchill and sounds like Churchill.
They put a big vag chin on Gary Oldman.
Yeah, they did. He looks ridiculous. I can't take him seriously. I don't know. Like, I'm going to go and see that film. And then we can, hopefully the Churchill movie that just came out will be out on DVD by then, so we can do a review of both of them and compare
two Churchills.
And yeah.
Churchill versus Churchill.
Yeah. Because it looks like if they mixed and matched elements of both films, they would have got a better movie. But I can't say. I could say Brian Cox, from what I've seen, looks like a better Churchill, but I don't know if the movie will be better than Darkest Hour.
It's a fair point about Churchill.
Oh, yes.
Alright. Who'd think of winning a fight? Winston Churchill or Churchill the dog? Because whoever wins, Churchill can do some insurance fraud.
Yeah.
Does Churchill do life insurance?
I think it's just car insurance.
Well, he could
maybe
he could get hit by a car driven by Winston Churchill.
I was gonna say Churchill could hit him with his car and then he'd be dying and be like, oh no. Churchill needed a can. Maybe Churchill was in the. We didn't stay during the credits. Maybe Churchill showed up in the after credits at Dunkirk.
Maybe he did.
Maybe he.
Well, they had his quote in the paper.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, they read the quote. They've had that in all of the two trailers for Churchill. They've said that quote as well. That's just the famous line of World War II. We will fight on the beaches. I know it most from the Iron Maiden song Aces High, where it plays at the beginning. That's a great song. Do you like Iron Maiden?
Not really, no.
Oh, fuck. Fuck you. Iron Maiden's the best.
What was the three leads in the movie? They all had like the same like perfectly dark hair. Their hair was just so dark. It was like pure black. There were some scenes where I couldn't really tell them apart. It's kind of, well, not like these three main guys in the mole sequences. There was the main guy. There was this guy who was there too. He was quiet. And then there's this Scottish guy that showed up later. Yeah, they were all just kind of like, their hair was just so black. I wish my hair was that black. It would just be like jet black and it's all like dark looking. I could sneak around in the dark and no one would know I was there. I could poke my head out from the bushes and people wouldn't be able to tell my head is poking out. It's just black.